Hello, welcome to the non-24-hour sleep-wake disorder presentation to the IRIS Network. My name is Vicki Preddy. I'm a registered nurse educator with Vanda Pharmaceuticals, and I'm happy to be with you today to provide education and to raise awareness of non-24-hour sleep-wake disorder, which we call non-24 for short. Thank you, Regal, for inviting me today, and thank you all for being here. Vanda conducts research on and offers support services for non-24. Non-24 is a condition that occurs in our circadian rhythm system. It's characterized by nighttime sleep impairments and lots of daytime sleepiness. Did you know that as many as 70% of totally blind people in the United States may have non-24? Well, that's a fact, and that's the reason I'm here, to raise awareness of a disorder with a high prevalence and a low awareness in the blind community. Non-24 is also not well known among healthcare providers. And people with low vision, as well as those who are sighted, can also have non-24. It occurs in people who are sighted for a different reason than it does in people with blindness or low vision. Once again, non-24 is a disorder in our circadian rhythm system. Our circadian rhythm system includes various types of circadian rhythms and a master body clock that controls them. Circadian rhythms are internal bodily functions that repeat around the same time every day. For example, our body temperature fluctuates every day due to a circadian rhythm. It drops a little when we sleep and it increases a little when we're awake. Most of us probably don't even notice the change. One of the most commonly recognized circadian rhythms is one that controls our daily sleep and wake pattern. That rhythm normally causes our body to sleep at night when it's dark and stay awake during the day when it's light. Another part of our circadian system is the master body clock. Our master clock is centrally located in a small area of the brain behind our eyes. The scientific name for the master body clock is the suprachiasmatic nucleus, or the SCN. Our master clock is an internal timer, and it's responsible for controlling the timing of all circadian rhythms. It regulates when our body temperature rises and falls, and it regulates when our body prepares to fall asleep and wake up. In most people, the master clock regulates the timing of the sleep-wake pattern so that we're awake and alert during the day when it's light out and we're able to fall asleep at night when it's dark. However, our master clock relies on daily light information from light-absorbing cells in the retina in order to keep our sleep-wake pattern aligned with a typical 24-hour day-night cycle. I'm going to repeat that because it is important. Our master clock relies on daily light information from light-absorbing cells in the retina in order to keep our sleep-wake pattern aligned with a typical 24-hour day-night cycle. If light from the environment is not absorbed in those light-perceiving cells, the cells won't send light information to the master clock. And if the clock doesn't get that light information, it will not recognize the time of day. And in that case, it will manage the sleep-wake cycle by using its own built-in timer that usually runs slower than a typical 24-hour day. So the master clock needs that light information to perform a daily self-realignment with a 24-hour day schedule. Right about this time, many people are asking themselves, what does this have to do with me, or what does this have to do with us? Well, here's the answer to that. People without light perception are at increased risk for developing non-24 because their light-absorbing cells in the retina may not be functioning. In other words, the cells are not absorbing environmental light and they're not telling the master clock when it's daytime. Therefore, the clock is not realigning with a 24-hour day that most of us like to live by. And that's what can lead to the three main symptoms of non-24. Problems falling asleep at night, or insomnia-like symptoms, problems staying asleep at night, or broken sleep, and lots of sleepiness during daytime hours. They may even experience an atypical sleep pattern that is often described as being upside down, where they sleep all day and stay awake all night. You don't have to have all three of the most common symptoms to have non-24. The types of symptoms will vary from person to person, as will the severity and the frequency of them. The symptoms of non-24 are cyclical, meaning they come and they go. And that's because without light information, the master clock will continue to run using its own timing system that causes it to naturally drift in and out of alignment with a 24-hour clock. If you've ever had a bad night's sleep or stayed awake all night, you probably know how it affects you. Your concentration might be off, your memory might not be as sharp, and you might not feel well rested. Non-24 is a chronic disorder. It doesn't go away. So those memory and concentration deficits might come and go as frequently as a person's symptoms. And that can adversely affect a person's emotional and physical well-being. They can also get in the way of academic progress, personal situations, and professional goals as well. Knowing that non-24 is common in people who are totally blind, if someone has total blindness and struggles with sleep disturbances, non-24 should be considered as a possible reason for that. And knowing that it also occurs in people with low vision, non-24 should be considered in that case as well. Before we conclude, I would like to share with you a question that was asked during our last outreach program. The question was this: why do some people with total blindness or impaired vision have non-24 and others do not? Remember how I stated that the master clock has its own timing system that normally isn't aligned with the 24-hour world clock? In most people, the master clock runs longer than 24 hours, but the amount of time that it runs beyond 24 hours is unique to each of us. So, some people have a master clock or a timer that runs 24 hours and 2 minutes. Or some have a clock or timer that runs 24 hours and 10 minutes. Some 24 hours and 20 minutes. And so on. We're all different. When someone has a master clock that is more closely aligned with a 24-hour world clock, they are less likely to experience or notice the symptoms of non-24. So that's a snapshot of non-24. I'm here to help you get connected over the phone with a health educator at Vanda. If you would like more information about non-24, or if you would like to discuss your personal sleep-wake struggles, this is a complimentary service offered by Vanda. It's part of our education and our outreach. My number is area code 202-578-9060. Once again, area code 202-578-9060. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak with you all today. I hope you enjoyed the information and that you found it helpful and interesting.